shopping centers, and why his wife and my daughter and granddaughter went in stores. And, you know, I'm good for about two stores, and that's it for me, you know. But we had a great talk, and I believe the man needs to be saved. I told him how to be saved, and a good man. But if you think about it, when you pray, it says pray for the old gentleman down there at Pigeon Forge that Brother Vance talked to and witnessed to, and pray that God will bless it. All right, our subject this morning is Christ's Church. Matthew 16:18 says, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I believe Ammon Road Baptist Church is one of the Lord's churches, and the devil will do his best to destroy it. It has. But Christ's church was built upon himself. See, that rock was Christ. We need to understand that. We need to understand. I trust everybody in this building understands that. That Christ built a church. It was a Baptist church. It is still in existence. The only thing different than me and maybe some of you, I hope not, but his bride is going to come out of the Baptist church. But being a Baptist won't put you in the bride. It qualifies you to be in the bride. Because I know some Baptists that are to take the name Baptist off of what they believe. Because they not true Baptists, according to God's word. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, you know, we looked and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Built, we said, the church was built upon the rock. That rock was Christ. And the Lord Jehovah is the rock of ages, according to Isaiah 26:4. We'll quote a lot of scripture this morning. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11, when we look at this particular verse, it says, "For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." If the church is built upon the rock, and the rock is Christ, the church has got to be started with the material from John the Baptist. And I don't think he changed that to Methodist or Presbyterian or Catholic or Nazarene or any of the other 400 or 500 cults out there that people join and say it doesn't make any difference. It's like saying it don't make any difference what female you marry or what male you marry, so as long as you get married. Isn't that a stupid statement? It's just as stupid to believe that one church is just as good as another. Most of the organizations out there are not churches. They're religious organizations. Christ built a church. It was built with the material that he provided. And one of the first pick was lost. So you know that the first members, if one out of the 12 was lost, it shouldn't surprise us to realize there are a lot of lost people in church. There's a lot of people that are married, but they're unfaithful to their husband, they're unfaithful to their wife. Do you call that a Christian marriage because they were married in church? Takes more than a church wedding to make it a Christian marriage. in the Lord Jehovah is the rock of ages. Other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. I mean, that's what he said in verse 11. For what man knoweth all things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. You may be able to quote scripture, but that don't make you saved. You may know more Bible than some preachers. That don't make you saved. Knowing scriptures won't save you. But when you read the Word of God and the Spirit of God bears witness with that Word, then you have the making of the new birth. God tells us, you know, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, you know, Paul said, you know, in 1 Corinthians 3:11, but he said, now there are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles, prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. If you read Ephesians 2, 19 and 20, that's what you'll read. That's what you see. If Ammon Road Baptist Church is the kind of church that Jesus built, then we must believe and practice what the first church did. And the first church was missionary. The first church practiced discipline. I mean, God forbid you bring up discipline in Baptist churches now. Who are you to judge? Right here.
Amen.
Right here. You want to lose power in the church? Don't practice what you preach. Don't practice discipline. The first church did. Why? Because it's built upon Christ. The word Peter means a stone. It means a little stone. Understand? Not a big rock. The Catholic Church did not exist until hundreds of years after Peter's death, falsely claims to be built upon Peter, and by that they claim and denies that it is Christ's church, because the Bible teaches that Christ's church is built upon himself. Now, let me show you. Be patient. God said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may be grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. A sign that you're saved, Brother Steve, is that you desire to hear the word of God. And I believe when I left here, and I visited churches. I knew there wasn't any in Harrison County except Reneker. I visited churches all around. Had one older Maysville that he preached, God loves lesbians and homosexuals. And we ought to love them too. I didn't wait till the service was over. I got up and left. Monday night, two little deacons came to my house, and the pastor wanted to know why you left. I said, won't you send the pastor over? You think that's a church? Do you think the people would sit there under a pastor that says that homosexuality is good, is of God? You know what God did to them? Run them over the cliff. Close the cliff. But Brother Vance, where's your love? I love what Christ loved. I just don't love as well as he did. you know, you can do what you want to. You can leave here and say, well, Christ built the church, and that church that you preached this morning wasn't the kind of church that Jesus built, then you need to do some hard heart searching. Christ built his church, and it was built upon the word of God. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures. He said, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, that he that believe on him shall not be confounded. The word of God proves to us, if we got an open and spiritual mind, that Christ built a church. And that church was and is a Baptist church. But let me tell you one thing before I forget it. It takes more than a name to make it a church. Right? Amen, Brother Vance. I'd keep the same people they've got down here at the Catholic Church and take the name Catholic off of it, put it Baptist up on it, and it's now a Baptist church. No, it's not. You're not a church because of your name. You're a church because of what you preach and practice. Amen. It's more than preaching. It's practicing. Amen. Why are so many divorces? I love you, but they don't practice love. We need to practice love. I don't apologize for this. My wife understood. That's why that no other woman would have probably ever tolerated me. And I thank God that he gave her to me. But when I first met her, God saved us, and she said, I went to Sunday school in a Baptist church. I said, you did? Could you tell me the name of that church? I said, it's not Baptist. But Tony, it's got Baptist on it. Don't make it a Baptist. It's what is taught inside that makes it Baptist. She said, well, I don't understand. I said, let me instruct you and not brainwash you. Matter of fact, on some things, she was stronger than I was. You know why? Because she was a God-made Baptist. Not a mommy-made Baptist. Not a father-made Baptist. But she was a Baptist made by God. There's a difference. There is a difference. The church built in Christ. Christ's church was built upon Christ as a foundation, rock, and it is built in Christ as a chief cornerstone. We need to understand that. We need to understand that. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, drove up into a holy temple in the Lord. No organization is a church. No matter what it calls itself, if it depends upon or owes its existence to the life, work, and teaching of any mere human being, it's not a Baptist church. Saturday night that my granddaughter got married, and I performed that, and the next morning I preached at a black Baptist church. Now, I don't know whether they believed everything that I preached or not, But I tell you one thing, I should have preached 2 hours because those people enjoyed preaching. He said, but they're all emotion. Well, I think Baptists have died of their emotion. You know, I'm afraid to say amen because maybe somebody don't agree with me and I don't want to make no enemies. I'd rather be on Christ's side than every one of you against me. We're built by Christ. Notice in Acts chapter 1 and verse 15. God said, and in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. The church wasn't started on Pentecost as our people want to preach it and teach it. You can't add to something if it's not already there. No organization is Christ's church, no matter what it's called itself, if it depends upon or owes its existence to the life, work, and teaching of any mere human being. Christ's church was built upon Christ himself, not upon popes or Luther, King Henry III, or Calvin, or Wesley, or Carmelite, or Smith, or Russell. Baptist church was not built by these men. It was built upon God.
Amen.
And I just got an inkling the reason people don't preach it, they don't believe it. Like the old gentleman I was talking about, I said, who are you going to vote for president if it remains with these two? He said, I'm a Trump man, but I don't want nobody to know it. It's dangerous being a Trump man. I said, really? Not near as dangerous as being a Christian and own up to it. See, Christians are Christians at Smoky Mountains, the beach, wherever they are. Christians are Christians. Christians pray for the food. I don't care how many people's in that restaurant. Christians make a stand for Jesus. His church was built by Christ. What did he say? Christ's church was built by himself. He said, I will build my church. False churches teach that the church was not organized until Pentecost. But there's no such teaching in the Bible. One of the preachers here in town, I'll refrain from telling you his name. Don't want to embarrass him, but he said all of these churches was built by Christ. That all the churches you name was built upon the rock. Do you know who the rock is? I'm not talking about the wrestler. I'm not talking about the actor. I'm talking about the rock. Jesus Christ is the rock.
Amen.
I will build my church upon the rock. So God, what did he say? Well, Acts 1:15, as we read, you know, and in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. They were all Baptists. You don't have to believe this statement, but I believe it. Christ don't add anybody to anything except Baptist churches. Why would he aid you to a church that's not a church. Anybody got an answer for me? Well, I'll answer for myself. He won't. He built his church.
Amen.
And everybody he saves wants them to be in the church. You said, don't you think there's people in other denominations that are saved? I do. You think they're going to be in the bride? No, I don't. See, the teaching goes into marriage. Saved people ought to marry saved people.
Amen.
Right? Right, Brother Vance.
Amen, bro.
Then you wonder why the marriage ain't what it ought to be. False churches teach that the church was not organized until Pentecost, but that's just not the way it happened. And Acts 1:15 will tell you that. See, the plainly means that the church had 120 members, and Christ built his church during his earthly ministry in the flesh before the crucifixion. And in Matthew 18:17, if ye shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. You know what that verse also teaches? Yeah, you're right. Church discipline. Church discipline. Christ's church was built by Christ himself before the crucifixion. No organization is Christ's church, no matter what it's called itself. It is, its origin is more recent than the personal ministry of Christ on the earth. Christ's church in the world today is the same in organization, in doctrine, and in practice as it was 1900 years ago. And if you really want to get some history, read the Trail of Blood, look at that little map that comes with it, and see if all the Baptists had lost their head because they believed Baptist doctrine. But now, well, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody, you know, but Christ knows my heart. Oh, that wouldn't pass a liar's test. You'd flunk it. What's in your heart comes out. You love your wife, she'll know it. You love your husband, he'll know it. You love the Lord, you'll show it. His one and only church. Christ built only one kind of church. He said, what? I will build my church. It is his church because he created the members. Did he not?
Amen.
What Galatians 1:16 hints at that. In his church because he purchased it with his own blood, Acts 20:28. I mean, you know, that's a, I don't, we have to look at that one. I don't want you not to see that one. 20:28 said, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. I've been blood bought. You been blood bought, Steve?
Amen.
Everybody say, been blood bought. You take up for your family, won't you? Well, I'm in the family of God. I've been promoted to the church of God. And one day I'm going to be in the bride of Christ. It is church because he is the head and it is his body. See, he is the head of it. That's why I'm so against the government. coming in and telling the family what they can or can't do. The family is God-oriented. And when we look at the Word of God, and we see that what he says here, you know, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 22. Notice what God said. He said, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. If you have got a saved husband, he won't treat you like a second-rate citizen. You become one. Amen. And I told a group down in Mississippi when I preached down there, he assigned that subject to me, and I said, you know, I believe God gave me my wife, and he didn't give me a dumb one. He gave me a saved one. God said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. You think Jesus is going to do anything to you wives that would hurt you? I mean, how many times have I went to a house where a man had slapped his wife around and him sitting there, tell her I love her. I'm a preacher, not a musician. You don't slap your wife around. You don't talk about the church. You uplift your wife. You uplift the church. Said she's not always right, and neither are you. None of us perfect. But God said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. It was my responsibility to try to save my wife. That's why that I ran her to Georgia, ran her to every place to try to get help. You know why? That was my responsibility. So how much is it costing you? I don't care. Never put a price tag on my wife. I came into this world with nothing, so I'll leave with nothing. How many people break even? God said, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. A husband that loves a wife will not tell her to do something that is wrong. You start with the small stuff. I mean, it don't start with the big stuff. You know, every time I go to counsel somebody with financial trouble, Brother Vance, we're just got debt after debt after debt. It didn't start that way. Everybody starting out have a budget. So you know where your money's going. Now God blesses you and you've got enough in the bank. You don't have to worry about that. But starting out, very few people do. Starting out, you don't know much in the Bible. So you need to apply yourself to God's Word. And God's Word says in verse 25, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. A good husband will give his life for his wife. If I don't believe that, then you're calling God a liar. God said what? Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. A good Baptist man will make a good husband for a Baptist wife. Don't have that promise if you don't do it that way. So 28 says, so men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. You know, I heard it just this week. The wife wanted something. I heard the husband said, you done bought 2 months already. It's time for me to buy something. Only reason I didn't slap him, Harold, he was much bigger than I was. But he should have been slapped. There's one body, and that body is his church. And not everybody agrees with me, and that's fine. But his bride is going to come out of that Baptist church. And because you're a Baptist, if you think you're going to be in the bride, you've got some bad thinking along the road somewhere. Because not all Baptists are bride material. God said, he has only one body, and that is his local church. That's why that we are to want the church to be clean. When there's something go wrong, we are to want to fix it. When we got a friend that's looking for a church, we ought to say, I'd go to one of the best. Matthew 16:18 in Paul's letter, you know, in the Ephesians and Colossians, you know, many, many other places where a few other passages, the word church is used abstractly as I have frequently used it above, but not referring to any particular organization at any definite place, but the church as an institution. We come together as a body. When we leave this church, we're still part of God's family. You represent the church, so that's where God's put you. Got children, they ought to realize that when they go out and mess up, it's coming back on the parents. The parents may have nothing to do with it. They did everything right. But you know what happened to good kids when they run with bad kids? Do you know any good Baptists that was in a Baptist church, sound Baptist church for years, and their daughter married somebody or their son married somebody, and now they, I go this Sunday here and you go over there this Sunday. And man, you need your head examined. That's like saying, Dora, I'm going down here with Jane for next week. I'll be back. See, I wasn't married to Jane. I was married to Dora. And I wasn't married to some other church. I'm part of this church. He said, well, I can worship anywhere in your mind. Now, if you're on vacation and you got a good sound church, I love Smoky Mountain. I've visited about every church in Smoky Mountains. And I've seen everything from puppets to they come in with a sweatshirt on, you know, and acting like. I have to share this with you. Then I go. Some of y'all won't know who she is, but the ones that know, we used to take Sister Reed and Sister Arnold down, and we visited a little church, you know. That pastor, he didn't even come close to preaching the gospel. And Ann looked at me and she said, Pastor, you go on out the car. I'll take care of this one. made my day. When you have a church member that knows the man behind the pulpit ain't doing nothing but talking. Because as we prepare to close here, in Matthew 16, 18, in Paul's letters to the Ephesians and Colossians, we go on and on and on. Christ built a church. It happened to be a Baptist church. And his church is still here. We're going a little deeper. And I'm going against better judgment. I'm going to preach the rest of it on Facebook Live tonight, and I'll do a little review. I'm not ashamed of what I believe about the church. I love his church. I understand his church, and I'll preach his church till he takes me home. You want to be blessed? Be a member of his kind of church. Be faithful. Talk it up. Pray it up. One last question before a song leader comes. How many of you pray for this church daily? Song leader, pianist comes.